Bang on quarter to nine, certainly paradise. We consider it here on the mid-north coast. A cracking sunny day and up to about 22 degrees. I mentioned earlier I'd be catching up with Jodie Lowe from Jodie Lowe's Marine Animal Photography. And what a job she's got tracking these magnificent beasts. And, you know, every day we see them go past, but I thought I'd like to scratch the surface a little bit further today and find out some of the really interesting facts about why they're heading south. When are they coming back? And what we can expect to see. G'day, Jodie. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Now, I've got to say, you, like Hutto, you've got to get a real job one day. You can't call what you do what it's work. Just amazing the sights you've seen. A lot of people have seen your stuff on social media. And the whales that are heading past, I thought we'd get your insight into them. And it's a long journey from the Antarctic. They're heading south.
Yeah. So we've already started seeing a few heading south. I'm guessing that they probably didn't need to do what they needed to do up north, so they've already started their journey south. Usually we see about 30,000 humpback whales migrate up the east coast every year. To the warmer waters to breed and give birth.
It's an amazing stat. And, when of course, heading back the other way, I can remember I moved here in 1989 to the mid-north coast, and if we ever saw a whale, the switchwood would virtually melt down, Jodie. But these days, there are so many companies that are, making a living out of going whale watching and showing off these incredible animals.
Yeah, there's been so many around lately, and it's been really good. Each year the numbers are increasing.
Yeah, amazing. Now, what about some of the really interesting ones you've seen? Migaloo comes to mind. I mean, it's coverage all over the world. Has anyone spotted him this year or her?
No, not... he's a male, but
okay,
no.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
No one's spotted him this year yet. That's not to say that he won't be spotted this year. We could catch up with him on his way south even. But no one's spotted him going north, so there is still a chance because we still have whales going north at the moment.
Yeah, really interesting that you get to know them. And tell us, everybody, about Blade Runner too. His is an amazing story.
Yeah, so Blade Runner, she's actually a female. She was hit by a ship's propeller in Sydney Harbour in 2001. And the scar, she's got this amazing scar down the side of her body, which makes her really easy to identify. And her flukes even have propeller cuts in them.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And also, orcas, they're being seen too, Jodie. Is that a... A regular occurrence?
No, not a regular occurrence for the orcas. You have to be at the right place, right time to see those, but that's not to say that they won't suddenly appear. There is a place in Australia where you can actually go and see orcas consistently during the summer months, and that's in Western Australia in a town called Bremer Bay.
Yeah, I saw them once in Canada. I didn't know they were territorial over to in the Northern Hemisphere. Incredible. Go on.
Yeah, so in Bremer Bay, they actually stay in that area as well. So
we can have a better look at them there.
Yeah, you can get guaranteed sightings of them there. Yeah. But on the East Coast, the sightings are patchy because they're basically moving where the food is. Where their prey is.
For sure. Jodie, it's been great to talk to you, and we can follow your stuff on social media. Jodie Lowe's Marine Animal Photography, the most amazing photos. And Jodie, do you think they know we're there when they're putting on these shows, when you get close to them? I know you've got to legally stay a certain distance, etc., but do you think they know?
Yeah, well, I personally think they realise that there's a boat there and they'll keep breaching or tail slapping right next to the boat. Like yesterday afternoon, we had like a little humpback whale heading south, and he kept breaching for us the whole time. So I think they know.
They're just having fun. They are really great to chat with you, Jody. Look, support. Look, local business needs a hand at the moment. Those people, we can't travel at the moment. We've got a lot more freedom than Sydney and the Central Coast and et cetera. Let's support our local businesses. And look, it is such a great day out to go whale watching up and down the Mid-North Coast. And you can follow Jody's stuff on social media, Jody Lowe's Marine Animal Photography. Jody, thanks for joining us. You're heading out today?
No, we're actually shut today, but tomorrow we'll be heading out.
Okay, all right. Good on you, Jody. All the very best. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you, Jody. Fascinating photos. Have a look at her Facebook site and the Instagram site. It is just incredible. It's right here on our own doorstep. So let's support those businesses that can take you out and show you these incredible creatures.